Somehow, the idea has been implanted in the minds of scientists that the observation of physical phenomena with the physical senses is objective, and the study of mental phenomena with the mental senses is subjective. The rationale for this is that mental phenomena can be observed only by one observer, whereas physical phenomena can be observed by multiple observers. That makes the observation independent of any one observer, and therefore objective. The flaw in the argument is calling it objective. The word objective refers to the object being studied. The word subjective refers to the subject doing the study. The word objective means the characteristics of what the object really is, as opposed to subjective, which refers to how the subject sees it. By applying the word objective to the perception of the object, people are implying that the object is being perceived with 100% accuracy, just because multiple people can be perceiving it. This is a logical and mathematical error. Scientists have maintained the appearance of objectivity by speaking and writing in the impersonal mode, as in, "it has been determined," instead of "I have determined." Rupert Sheldrake, in his chapter, Illusions of Objectivity, says that children in England are being taught to write in the passive voice, as in, "the test tube was heated and carefully smelt." That comes from Sheldrake, writing in 2012. But there is always an I doing the observing, and always an I drawing the conclusions from those observations. All perceptions are subjective. All perceptions are made by the subject. Some perceptions are made by instruments, which might be said to be objective in the sense that they are free from bias. Yes, but ultimately subjective human beings have to read those instruments and interpret those readings. And in the beginning, those instruments were designed by human beings. In any perception of reality, the human element is always present, and that human element is always subjective and always carries with it the possibility of bias. The presence of multiple observers does not reduce the probable margin of error to zero, but it reduces it by a factor of the square root of the number of independent observers. What we have is not an objective perception of reality, but a collective subjective perception. The probable margin of error is reduced, but not eliminated. A great deal of the bias in how we see objective reality is simply in how human beings see things. As physics dives deeper into the physical nature of reality, it becomes more and more obvious that our perceptions of reality are really a gross approximation of what reality really is, enough to enable our species to survive so far. But that's the best that can be said for our perceptions. So, all observers share this human bias, which does not average out. And did I say independent observers? Scientists are all part of an in-group, who all share the same biases, as I have already explained. They are far from being independent observers. And these shared biases also do not average out. So this collective subjective perception is really a long way from an objective perception, implying absolute truth. Objectivity is a pretense. In theory, yes, multiple observers can observe physical phenomena, but in reality, they usually don't. Most scientific observations are made by one person. The way science achieves consensus is through replication. Other scientists make the same kinds of observations, and they see if they all agree. So if all observations are subjective, and if most scientific observations are made by one person, then observations with the mental senses fit into that same category of scientific possibility.